Let me share with you a little devotional tonight. Strive to trust me, God would be saying. Strive to trust me. We often strive, but it's not for trusting, it's for fearing. Psalm 52:8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Can we say that like the psalmist? Like a green olive tree just soaks up the liquid and grows and strong. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Well, let's go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Adam Clark, I thought, said it well. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is a most important precept, and he gives us six reasons. One, God is the fountain of all good. He has made his intelligent creatures dependent upon him. He has required them to be conscious of that dependence. He has promised to communicate what they need, and then he commands them to believe his promise and to look for its fulfillment, and finally to do this without doubt, fear, or distrust, to do it with their whole heart. He goes on to say, lean not unto thine own understanding. Leaning on your understanding, he says, do not prop thyself. It is on God, not on thyself, that thou art commanded to depend. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. And then verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He says, begin, continue, and end every work, purpose, and device with God. Earnestly pray for his direction at the commencement. You're beginning a proposition. Then look for his continual support in the progress, and so begin and continue that all may terminate in his glory. And then it will certainly be to thy good, for we never honor God without serving ourselves. This is a part of God's plan in we doing what he has told us to do, that it might be well with us. Even when we sacrifice something, sacrifice even our life, it turns out very well for us. So with this in mind, work at trusting Christ in more areas of your life. He says, acknowledge him in all thy ways. What are you doing? What part of your life don't you acknowledge him? See, if you keep him from your entertainment, you're going to be going off into a bad area. If you don't acknowledge him in what you watch on TV, if you don't acknowledge him in what you read for relaxation, you'll be ended up going into a wrong direction. So work at trusting Christ in more areas of your life. Anything that tends to make you anxious, worried, is a growth opportunity. Instead of running away from challenges, embrace them, eager to gain all the blessing he has hidden in the difficulties. A familiar verse, we sometimes forget the last part of it, 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation or trial taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer, will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. He wants us to bear it. His purpose in allowing it is that we can grow through defeating it. If you believe that your God is sovereign over everything in your life, trust him in all situations. Do not waste energy regretting the way things are or thinking about what might have been. Start now to accept things as they are. Search for his way in the midst of those circumstances. So trust is like a staff you can lean on, leaning not on your own understanding, as a journey uphill with Christ. If you are trusting in Christ consistently, the staff will bear as much of your weight as needed. Lean on, trust, and be confident in Christ with all your heart and mind.